learn more. Even though they're big time in the Chomim, but if they would have been ugly, they would have learned more. Rashi says, we have Isani, Oisem Noyim Shem Chachomim. These Chachomim, they would look very nice. You should know, if they would have been ugly, Tvei Avi Gemiri. She Efshe Leno Lahashpil Daito Yabolo Deishecho. You have to know, if you look nice, it's very hard for you to be a humble person. That makes you, that Maisi, you're handsome, you look nice, it gives you a chip, they always say a chip on your shoulders. As long as the Mitzvahs, you have a chip on your shoulders. So it's harder for you to be humble. Therefore, the more humble you are, the less you're going to forget the Torah. The more of a chip on the shoulder you have, the more you'll forget the Torah. So no matter how tamachochim they were, he said, if they would have been uglier, they would have had less of a chip on the shoulders. It would have been easier for them to have more of a midas of anava. They would have been even a bigger tamachochim. Today I begin to rach another pshat like this. Mash, loisha, mash, kanol, just like these three types of liquids, of water and wine and milk, they only get spoiled if you don't take care of them. Rashi, Besachadas means, if you don't watch them, they'll be spilled out the water, or something will fall into it, these liquids get spoiled much easier, more than you can spoil oil or honey. Because by oil and by honey, since they're thicker, there what falls in flows to the top. You can take off the top part, throw it out. The bottom part of the oil and the honey is still clean. Water and milk and wine, that's not thick, it's very liquidy. There, if something falls in, it gets room. If you don't watch it, it gets ruined. Is af divrei Torah, a mishtachin el behesachadas. You'll only forget it if you have Hesachadas, you forget about learning Torah. So Rashi learns Hesachadas means, Rashi says, Im einoy mahzirun tamid. If you don't chazir over keseda, you should know you're going to forget the Torah. The Torah has to have a shmira, you have to watch it, you have to keep on chazering it over, keep on reviewing it. Omer Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina, Godu yoyim hagishomim ki yoyim shenivru shumayim vorts. The day of the rain comes down is as great as the day Hashem created the whole world. Shenevan Apostle says, Haripu shumayim imal. Ushchokim yizlo tzedek tiftach eretz v'yifru yishat zdoka tzmiach yachan yashem barosiv is barosim lenemrel barosiv. I created it. Mashma Hashem is saying now he created the motto, the geshem, that's a bigger gedula than creating the whole world. So mashma the yom of the coming down of the rain, that's even greater than of the brias of the whole world. All right, let's stop here.
Higher up. Yeah, we're holding that for Zayin Amar Beis. Start again, fourth line. Omar Rabbi Choma Bar Chanina. Godu Yom HaGeshomim, the day of the rain is so great, Ki Yom Shenivru Shemayim Vorot. The same way, the same, like Hashem created the world. Shenem Apostle says, Harifu Shemayim Imal, I'll bring thou throw down from the Shemayim upstairs, Ushchokim Yizlu Tzedek, and from of the skies will throw down tzedek, tiftach eretz, the earth will open up, the yifra, and will multiply, yisha with tzedaka, come out salvation with tzedaka, tatzmiach will grow out, yachar ani Hashem barosif, I am Hashem that created. And if the Pasuk is talking about Geshem, so it says, barosim loinema, the Pasuk doesn't say that I created them, as if to say I created the Shemayim Varet and the rain, ela barosiv, I created it, mashmu the Shemayim. So mashma the Shemayim, the Geshem, I created the rain. So mashma creation of the rain is as great as the creation of the Bria Salem. Omer Rabbi Ishiya, Godu Yom HaGeshomim, the day of the rain is so great, Shafilu Yeshua Porav Ravavoy, that Yeshua, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, it grows on that day. It's Porav Rav, it multiplies. Shenamar Apostle says, Tiftach Eretz, the earth will open up, the Yifra Yisha, and will multiply the Yisha, the Yeshua of Hashem, Hashem's help. So, Ashas Hashem gives rain, that's called Hashem is hoping the whole world. Omer Rebbe Tanchum Baruch Ani Loi, Ein HaGeshomim Yordim Elim Kem Nimchalu Avonaseim Sho Yisrael. Now, Hashem only gives rain after there's a Mechila, Slicha Hashem forgave Klai Yisrael. So, really, it's good why the rain first starts in Macheshvan. It's right after Yom Kippur, after Hashem forgave us and all the Averis, That's when the Geshem starts to come down. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ruatziso Hashem Ma'atzech, like Hashem forgave us, Shavto Shavus Yaakov. And capture the captures of Yaakov. No sosa avoyna mech Hashem forgave the oven, the averus of Klal Yisrael, ki sisa kochatosim selah. Hashem like covered up all the averus Klal Yisrael did. He said then, Rashi with tisa Hashem atzecha means b'mayim. That's when Hashem will give the earth a lot of rain after nosa avoyna mech miyad. As after Hashem forgives Klal Yisrael, that's when it brings down the rain. Omalei ziri midhifta, ziri from this place, the Ravina. He said to Ravina, also mehocha masnisa lo. You learned this from over there, from that pasuk. Anan, we learned it mehocha from this pasuk. Masnina lo, we learned it from this pasuk. Viato tishma shemayim, the shemayim should listen. Visolachta lachatos, and you should forgive them. Mashma listen means and give down the rain. Why? Because the Klal Yisrael Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael. So Mashem, after Hashem forgives Klal Yisrael on the Chatoyim, that's when the rain starts to come down. Omer Rebbe Tanchum, Brei the Rebbe Chiyah, Ish Kfar Akul, person that comes from the place Akul, that Ein HaGishomim Netzorim, the rain is only held back. One of the reasons why Hashem does not bring the rain, Elim Kem Nischaivu Soneim Shal Yisrael Kliya, as if to say Klal Yisrael's averus are so bad that really they deserve to be killed. So Neim is like means the enemies, but really means Klal Yisrael. Like it's not nice to say about Klal Yisrael, so we use Lashon So Neim, the enemies of the Jews. But really it means the Jews themselves have a Chiyuv Kliya to be destroyed. That's when Hashem holds back the Geshem. Shinam the Pasuk says, Tziya Gam Choyim, it's very hot. Yigzulu Meime Shelig, it's like stolen away the waters of the Shelig of the snow. So Rashi says, Tziya Gam Choyim, Yigzulu Meime Shelig. When it's very hot, goizlin meimet hashelag, they steal life from the snow. Shein yordim motor kimishpotim, that's when the rain does not come down. Biyadua sheshol choto, you should know that they did a chet that they have to go down to shol. They have to go down to the pasuk says shol choto, because they did a chet that brings them down to shol, to the grave. In other words, they're mechuyev like kamat misa, because we're not having rain, you could die. It's a magefa. Omalei Zirim Medihifta, L'Ravina. So again, Zirim Medihifta from this place, Seth Ravina. Osen Yu Mehocha Masnisa Law. You learn it from this Pasik. Anan Mehocha Masnisa Law. We learn it from this Pasik. Pasik says, V'yotzer Et HaShemayim V'yavadetem Mehera. I'll hold back the rain, and you'll be destroyed right away. Says Mashma, why does Hashem hold back the rain? Because Klal Yisrael deserves to be destroyed. V'yavadetem Mehera. Omer Rav Chizda. Another reason that causes that Hashem should hold back the rain is if Klal Yisrael doesn't give true Maaser Maaseris. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Tziya Gam Choyim, it's like very hot, Yigzlu Mei Meshelig. So my Mashma, what's the Raya here, what's it have to do with true Maaser Maaseris? It was the Tana, the very Rabbi Shmuel, Vishvil Dvorim Shetzivisi Yeschem B'Maaser Chama, because of the mitzvah, some that I told you to do in the summer months. You didn't do it. In other words, Truma Samaisras, you have to give when the fruits are blossoming, am I right? The fruits are ripe in the summer months. So when you eat the fruits in the summer months, if you don't give off the right Truma Samaisras, is Yigzlu Mikem Meimeshelig B'Moysa Geshomim. Then Hashem will steal from you, in other words, hold back from you the rain. In the rainy season, in the winter, you won't have rain. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Ein Geshomim Netzorim Ela B'Shvil Mesafer Lashonara. Another reason why Hashem holds back the rain is if people talk Lashon Hara. Shenem an apostle says, Ruach Tzofon Techeilol, like the north wind will start to come, get Goshem Ufonim Nizamim, Lashon Tzaitzer, that because of rain, Ufonim Nizamim, its face will become like angry, Lashon Tzaitzer, because she spoke some Lashon Tzaitzer. Mashpul, because you spoke Lashon Hara, that's what causes, like the Geshem should be angry, that Hashem should not bring the rain. So Rashi says, Ruach Tzofen Techeilol Geshem Ponim Zov Lashon Shechem. Techeilol Tevatel, this will stop the rain. K'moy Leichal Devoroi, K'nermina B'yavomis, the Ruach Tzofen Baruhu, or maybe Eru Leilam. Mashi Geshomim Netzoron upon Nizofim, Shemar Kosh Boch, Hashem, or maybe Motel Yoilam, if they Lashon Shechem Rechilis. Upesh U Pshat HaMikra, Kishem Shiruach Tzofen Techeilom Geshem Kach Ponim Nizofim Mifnei Loshen Sheker. Now, just like the north wind usually brings rain,
For what then, if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, it makes Hashem angry, that would hold back the rain. Omar Rav Solo, Omar Rav Hamnuna. Ein ha-gishomim netzorim ele b'shvil azeponim. Another reason that causes there shouldn't be any rain is people have azeponim like chutzpedik. They're very strong, the azeponim. They have azus. What do I say in English? Azus.
Insulin.
What?
Insulin.
Insulin, yeah. Whatever that means, yeah. Azeponim. Shenem Apostle says, Vayimna revivim o malkosh lohoyo o metzach isha zoin hoylecho. That Hashem is going to hold back the rain, or metzach isha zoin hoylechem and halakan azeponim. Yeah. And the Yomar Rav Solo, Omar Rav Hamnuna, Kolodim Sheish Lo Yasas Ponim. Someone is like Chutzpedik, talks back, doesn't care about anybody. Is Seif Nichshu Baveiro. Such a person, you know, at the end is going to do a Devar Aveiro of Znus. Whenever the Gemara Stam says Aveiro means with Znus, he's going to live with a woman. She was an Isha. Shenem an Apostle says the Metzach Isha Zoyna Hoy Lecho. The Metzach Isha Zoyna means because you were with a Zoyna. That's Pshat Metzach, that your face was like an Aziponim. You were Chutzpedik. Like, you don't listen to anybody, you do what you want, that's chutzpedik, you come to live with a zayna. Rav Nachman Omar, b'yadua shenichshu b'aveira. Not just time he will come, but a person has an azay upon him, you should know for sure he was nichshu, l'zich lived with a zayna. Shenema the Pasuk says, ho yilucho, v'lo enema yilucho, it was with you, and not that it will be with you. In other words, you have to be sure he lived with a zayna. Omar Rabba Barafuna, kol odom shiesh lo azus ponim. Whoever has this type of an azus pon, a very chutzpedik, is mutil l'kreis a rosha. You're allowed to call him a rosha. Shenema the pasuk says, "Hey is ish rosha b'fonav." Mashmah, hey is ish a person that has this azus pon him. He's called a rosha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar mutil l'snoisoi. You're allowed to hate him also, even though stam yisroi you're not allowed to hate a person that's an azus pon him. You're allowed to hate. Shenema the pasuk says, "V'oyz ponav yis yishune." So pasuk means oyz ponim is yishune. It's different. His face is different. So Gemara says, "Al tikru yeshune." Don't say it means something to be different. Elo yisno, it means you're allowed to hate him. You have a heter to hate somebody. That's an azus ponim. Rashi says, "Mutal esnoisei af agav dichsil vihatlo recho kamecho." Even though really there's a mitzvah to love all you Jews, but that's if they don't do anything so bad. But a person that's an azay ponim, him you're allowed to hate. Rashi v'yaz ponim yeshune v'yaz ksiv chosavov. Mishu as ponim, yishner means you should hate him. Omer Rav Ketina, ein ha-gishomim netzorim ele v'shvil bitul Torah. Another thing that causes that Hashem should hold back the rain is the fact people don't learn Torah. They mavato, they stop learning Torah. Shenem the Pasuk says, bi'al tzaltayim yimach ha-makora. Bi'al tzaltayim, because you became lazy, is yimach will become poor. Ha-makora means like Kodesh Baruch Hu that gives the rain. In other words, Bishvil Atzlu, Shehoye Bishrosh, Lyosko Batero, Nasu, Sernish Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Mach. It's because Klai Yisrael was an Otso, was lazy, and did not learn Torah, they became like a Soina, hated, Hashem hated them. They became poor in the eyes of Lakodesh Baruch Hu. Vie Moch El Oni, Moch means to be poor. Shinema Vie Mochu Merkacho, if you're too poor to pay the Erkacho, the money you're supposed to pay. Vie Mekore Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Mekore means Lakodesh Baruch Hu. Shinema Mekore Bamayim Al Yosef. But you have to say that Klai Yisrael is like poor in the eyes of Hashem, so Hashem does not give them rain because they were mevatel Torah. They didn't learn Torah. Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Yosef says, I know this from another pasuk, to say that if Klai Yisrael is mevatel Torah, that causes that Hashem should not bring down the rain. The pasuk says, V'atel ro or bohir, you did not see the light that comes out, that shines out, hu v'ashchokim, it's in the skies, v'ruach avorah b'titorim, and a wind will come by and wipe, clean it away. Now, the ain't or el Torah. Or means Torah. Says here, the atel ro or. You did not learn Torah. Shenema, the pasuk says, ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or. You see, Torah is always doima to an or, to light. Now, bar hu bashchokim, if there's light like in the shchokim, even though it's supposed to come down, it's supposed to be rain, there'll be a ruach over the Torah. Even if there are clouds, then a wind will come and throw away the clouds to stop the rain. So, b'shvil the aver of vital Torah, Hashem will make it; no rain will come down. Tana the Rabbi Yishmo, what it means to say is like this: Afilu b'shor shirikia nase bahirin l'ra talamotar. Even at the time, there are a lot of like clouds, white clouds in the skies that really that should bring down rain. But still, if they have the oven, the aver of vital Torah, it should know ruach avro. A wind will pass by, but the Torah and clean the skies, you won't have the rain. As Bishul, the chet of Bittu Torah, Hashem takes away the rain. Omer Rabbi Ami, Ein Hag Yishomim Netzor Mele B'Yovan Gezel. Another thing that causes that rain should not come down is if people are stealing. B'Yovan Gezel. Shenem the Pesuk says, Al Kapayim Ki Seor. Because to your hands Hashem closes up the or. That means B'Oven Kapayim Ki Seor. Because of the aver you do with your hands, like stealing, Hashem holds back the or, which we'll soon see means the geshem, the rain. Now, v'yein kapayim el chomus. Usually, hand means the inyan of chomus. That means you steal, you grab away from somebody. A chamsin. Usually, a chamsin is even if you want to pay the guy, but you steal, you're grabbing it away from him. That's no good. V'yein kapayim el chomus. Shenema min achomus Hashem kapayim. So, because of the oven of gezel, it says or. It means v'ein or elamotar. Or means rain. Shenemar yofutz on an oroi, that the clouds will spread out its oroi. There is the rain. So the kids, if you have the aver of gezel, of stealing, that stops, you won't have any rain. Maitakante, how do you fix this up? If you want rain to come, what should you do? Maitakante is yarbe betvila. You should daven to Hashem a lot. Even though we had before anyway, you're supposed to always daven for tvila. But mashram, you have the aver of gezel, you have to daven extra special. Shenem the pasuk says, v'yetzav oleh b'mazgiyah. Hashem commanded, like b'mazgiyah, and v'yein, like meeting, v'yein tegiyah, lashon of meeting means ela tefillah. Tegiyah means to daven. Shenem the pasuk says, v'yato atispalo b'yadoi mazer, v'yatifka bi, like you're not davening and don't meet me. In other words, meeting means by davening. So here also, takono, how do you fix it up that you should get rain, is by davening better, davening more. The yomer of Ami, my disciple, what does the pasuk say? In Keyo HaBarzl, if the metal is like weak, V'hu Leiponim Kilkol, and you didn't sharpen the face of the metal, that means Imru'isa Rekia, Shekia Kabazl, if you see the skies are like white, are like weak, like metal, Melohura Talamotar, that it's not bringing down any rain, no rain and dew comes down from the Shemayim, it's Bishvil Maisa Hador Shem Kukolim. The reason why Shem is not bringing down rain now is because the people in the world are doing things wrong. Like we had before, all these Gemaras, different Averas, of Bitul Torah, of Trumas HaMaisras, of Gezel. Because of our Averas, that's what causes that Hashem does not bring down the rain. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'hu Loiponim Kilkula. That means they themselves, they did not sharpen their face. In other words, they didn't do good mice and good actions. Their actions are bad. Maita Kantan, what should they do? How do they fix themselves? They fix themselves up that Hashem should now give them rain? Is Yizgavru Barachman. They should daven to Hashem very much, that Hashem should have a lot of rachmonis on us. That's called Yisgabu Barachmim. That Hashem, please have a lot of rachmonis on us. Shenem the pasuk says, V'chayolam Yigabru, like they'll start to become strong now, V'yisrun Hechsher Chochma. And the way they get strong now is the Yirah Hechsher Chochma, in other words, to be smart, to daven to Hashem, that Hashem should have rachmonis on us. And Kol Shechein, for sure, Im Hukshu Maasei Mikorah. For sure, everything would have been much better off if you wouldn't have done the Aver in the first place. If you would have had a Hechsher Maisa, you would have done the good things at the beginning. Rashi, the Koshim, Moshe, my saying, Koydim Lechem, Lochim, Mash, this is what the Pasuk means. The Yisruin Hechsher, the Yisruin Shechsher Lechokhmo, Im Hechshiru Maasei Metchila, Shiyavo Agashomim, Yoysim Abichaleyam Yigvar, Shei Magvirin Chayolim, Vyem de Metfila, Bezman Shekukulu. Now, the Pasuk is saying like this, V'chayolim Yigabru. That means if you did Averis already, and because of that, the rain is not coming, become strong now, and daven to Hashem strong, that it should have rachmonos on us. But the end of the pasuk says, v'yisroin, what is better than that? Hechsher chokhma. What's better than that is if at the beginning you would have been a chokhim and not do any Averis. That's a bigger madrega. That you don't have to come on to daven to Hashem, Hashem won't hold back the rain, that's better. Sumer means, kol shchein, for sure it's good, him hukshu maisei mikara. If you would have done better actions before. Resh Lakish Shoma, Resh Lakish says like this, Im Royis Talmud, if you see a Talmud, Shelimudai Koshalov, if you have a Talmud,